Joe McKenzie. We do group therapy. It's our chance, along with you, to help somebody out that might have a question, a situation that they're going through. If you ever want to be on, DM us Instagram. It's Joe and McKenzie. Or you can call us at 833-563-2539. This morning, we are talking to, I believe, Ben. Is this Ben?
Hey, guys. Yeah.
Hey, good morning, Ben. You're on Joe McKenzie for group therapy. What's up?
I need your help, actually.
Okay, what is going on? All we know is that there is a hoarding situation at hand.
Yeah, let me just start off with saying that my girl is amazing. You know, Sarah and I have been dating for almost a year, and our leases are up at the end of this year, and we have decided to move in together, which is dope, but here's the thing. I love her, but she's a total hoarder.
Oh, I can't stand that.
Like, what degree of hoarding? Because there's so many different levels.
Oh, man, like, I don't know. I feel like it's really bad, but then maybe she could be, like, in the beginning stages of it. We've had multiple conversations about it, and she said that she is nipping it in the bud, and she's purging. But, guys, I was just at her place last night, and she is not at all.
Like, what do you see?
Like, she loves scrapbooking, so she has a bunch of that stuff lying around, and which is cool, but she saves everything, like, from old pictures to holiday cards to concert tickets. Like, you name it, she has it all. And if I open a drawer, there's something there. I can never get away from it. And she has magazines stacked.
See, I love my wife, Lindsay, and I don't mean to disparage her, but she kind of sounds like the girl that you're talking about here, Ben. Like, my wife keeps all these magazines, all these old things. I'm like, why do you need it? They're not even like, oh, this is sentimental value. Like, first of all, There's no way that tens and hundreds of things could have sentimental value. Not maybe one or two items.
Exactly.
Right.
But not
exactly.
Everything.
Yeah, and you know what? I am a minimalist. I like bare minimum. So everything clean and uncluttered. And this is just driving me crazy. So I'm like, let me call you guys because I don't even know what to do. I mean, I want to live together and it makes total sense, but I do not and I cannot, guys. I can't live like that.
I'm going to tell you right now, Ben, first of all, I don't think you're being unreasonable. And 833-563-2539, we definitely want you to call in to offer your advice for Ben here this morning for group therapy. I don't think you're being unreasonable, and I think that This is something I would not move in until this gets resolved, because I'll tell you right now, like, my wife and I didn't live together until we were almost married. We still, according to our family, lived in sin. But one thing we never talked about, I just figured, like, she must have been busy. That's why her room is so cluttered and messy. That's just my wife. That's how she is.
Right.
And
exactly. It's
still, we've been married for 4 years. I got to be honest. I know I do a lot of things that agitate her. I hate clutter. I hate mess. I straighten up the studio.
Yeah.
Like, if you're with a hoarder and, like, she keeps all these things, that's going to be a problem when you're roommates.
And, Ben, we get you, because it's not just the physical. It's like it plays into your mental capacity, because if it's your cluttered things, cluttered mind. So I get what you want. Clean.
I'm so glad you guys understand, because, you know, I'm in love with her, but how can you stop a hoarder who doesn't think they have a problem?
Does this cause an argument?
And by the way, I've seen the show. So, I mean, she isn't that bad, but she's like I said, she's like in the beginning stages. So if I don't say something or if something is not done, she's going to just go all out, you know?
Do you guys argue about this often?
Yeah. I mean, I try not to, like, bring it up as much, but how can I not when her entire house is just full of things that she needs to throw away?
Good point.
All right, Ben, if you can hang on, I want to get people's reaction to this. Maybe you actually are a hoarder. You can explain yourself. Maybe you've done the situation, which I'm advising at least Ben not to do, and that's moving in with somebody that obviously collects a lot of things and it bothers him, because I feel like, I could be wrong, that's going to be detrimental to your relationship. And when you're stuck in a lease, oh, that sucks.
Right. It's going to put a lot of pressure on
you. I'm
not
saying break up with the person. It's just maybe you guys are separate for a little bit longer till she really shows some progress. All right, Ben, hang on. We'll take your calls. 833-563-2539. It's group therapy on Joe McKenzie.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Group therapy this morning. We're talking to Ben, and his girlfriend is a hoarder. She likes to have stuff and apparently never get rid of it. And, I mean, that's not a huge issue except for the fact of they're considering moving in. And I said, don't do it, man. That will be the end of your relationship. If she has not fixed it, it's over.
Yeah, because if you like that minimalistic lifestyle, it is going to give you anxiety and stress to have to stop piling up and clutter.
All right, Ben, I got some people on the phones. And if people want to call in, 833-563-2539, they certainly can. Are you ready to get some help?
Yes, definitely. All right,
cool.
For sure.
All right, let's go to Catherine this morning in Houston, listening to 92.1 Radio Now. What did you want to tell Ben?
Hey, Ben, I just wanted to let you know that my mom is actually a hoarder, and I'm a minimalist myself, so it caused a lot of family strife. And she actually went and saw a counselor about it because it stemmed from this emotional trauma of not having anything growing up. So she started assigning all of these emotional values to things that, you know, as us, we didn't find it important. So maybe there's some sort of, like, deeper issue going on that needs to be talked about before you guys move in.
Yeah, that's actually good, good advice. She's actually adopted, so that would be interesting to kind of get into that conversation. To see if it comes from somewhere. So you said maybe therapy, right?
Yeah, like the way we brought it up was, you know, obviously in a loving conversation that we didn't see why certain, you know, drawings or things that we made forever ago held such huge sentimental value in her eyes. And so we got someone else involved, like it was a counselor, and we were able to uncover all of these deeper emotional attachments to things. And you know, it's been a couple years, and I have to say it's a lot better. But if it's something pretty significant, it might take a while to resolve itself.
Catherine, those are great points.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too. And it's interesting, on the show, at least, hoarders, a lot of it's older people that, like, maybe survived the Depression or something like that, so they have a heart. They save things that's so rooted deeply.
Yeah, it's I'm like, yeah, that's a potato peeler. Yeah, but it means so much. But it does. It has an emotional connection. Let's go to Kimberly. She's also listening in Houston on Radio Now 92.1. Kimberly, should he maybe, Ben, who's on the phone, break up with this girl, or what do you think?
Ben, poor thing, I feel for you. I have a couple of people close to me who are hoarders, and I've learned one thing. Sometimes it is just laziness.
Oh, okay, so sometimes it's not that deep. It's just they're lazy.
And they may need a little help. I've got a guy I'm dating now. He's not the cleanest. I am OCD, so what I do is every week, I kind of bring up a little something, hey, and we make sure we spend more time at his house so he notices it more, and just kind of bring up the topic every now and then and be like, hey, babe, you know, we can take Saturday or Sunday and let's, like, kind of go through things and kind of bring it up. A lot of people just need help getting started.
Oh, that's awesome advice, and you sound like a great time. So much fun.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Kimberly. We'll go to Danielle, who's listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. You're also on with Ben. Danielle, what did you want to say?
Hi, Ben. I just wanted to say, kind of like the lady before me just said, it's a process, and I feel like it is somewhat, you know, a mental, maybe. So maybe if you could help her along, or if you don't see yourself living that way, I mean, I would consider your options.
Yeah, I'm going to have to bring it up then for sure, to see if she's open to at least getting some help, whatever that could be for her, I guess.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Danielle, for calling in. We'll wrap things up with Taylor this morning and see what she has to say. Taylor, you're on with Ben for group therapy. What'd you want to say?
Hi, Ben. Okay, so this happened with me, but it wasn't a significant other. It was a best friend. Where we had been best friends for a really long time and decided, you know, we're going to live together. It should be great. I knew she was messy, and I knew that, like, there were so many things in the room. One time I threw away an empty cardboard box that had been in the room for so long, and he got super pissed at me for throwing away this empty cardboard box. One time I threw away a stick, and she was like, someone gave that to me. It was super important. Literally a stick from a tree. And ultimately, it ruined our friendship.
I have an idea. So I used to be a firefighter, and I fought a house fire one time where there was a hoarder, and that house went up in flames. So maybe, Ben, have your significant other try to be a firefighter, and maybe she'll see one of these situations, right? Wouldn't that help?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
That is very extreme. I literally thought you were going to say light her stuff on fire.
Oh, well,
that's one way to get rid of it, too. Hey.
Oops.
Wow. All right. I don't know.
We're not saying you should do that, Ben. A lot of people that are DMing us at Joe and McKenzie that you should end this relationship because it's going to be a deal breaker and it's going to wreak havoc in your relationship. So I would have a serious, like, come to Jesus moment conversation and then go from there. But I would take a beat before you move together.
Hey, Ben, thank you for calling in for group therapy. If you ever want to be on, like Ben, all you got to do, 833-563-2539 or send us a DM. It's Joe and McKenzie on Instagram.